This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. On a number of occasions, Moses composed songs to celebrate victories, to worship God, and to impress on the minds and emotions of the Israelites truth to be remembered. The Song of Moses and Miriam celebrated the victorious escape from the Egyptian army at the Red Sea, Exodus 15. God was worshipped with joy. In Deuteronomy 32, after 40 years of wandering in the desert, Moses prepared the people for entering the Promised Land by composing and teaching them a song. I would like to do a chapter study of this song with you. My choice for a title is in verse 4 of the song, A Faithful God. The key verse I chose is 39. See now that I myself am He, there is no God besides me. I put to death and I bring to life. I have wounded and I will heal, and no one can deliver out of my hand. Next, identify a significant truth. I put this down. God will fulfill His plan for His people without compromising Himself. He will judge sin while always looking for a repentant heart He can and will forgive and renew. Then think of some cross-references as you read over the song, or you can check in the margin to find some cross-references that will help to expand and clarify your understanding. The opening verses of the song remind me of Isaiah 55:10 through 11. It says that the word of God is like rain that doesn't return to the sky without accomplishing its intended purpose. I was also reminded of the prophecy of Habakkuk, but the most challenging cross-reference was Ephesians 5:19, where Paul talks about using songs to teach each other. More on that in our next visit.